in the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town, and the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set him up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down.
Country legend and Grand Ole Opry member since 1963, Jim Ed Brown has just released a new album called In Style Again. He's joined on the new release by Vince Gill, Helen Cornelius, The Whites, and it reunites him musically with his sisters Maxine and Bonnie on the opening track, When the Sun Says Hello to the Mountain. My great pleasure now to welcome Jim Ed Brown to In the Country. Hi, Jim Ed.
Dave, what a pleasure it is to be able to chat with you and say hello to all your many listeners. Thank you so much.
Well, it is great to have you here. And as you know, we are based out of Ontario, Canada, heard around the world online, but Canada loves you. And you were mentioning before we came on, it's been a while since you've been up to Canada.
It has been. Been too long, Dave. I think it's about time that I came back up and did a swing through Canada, because I haven't been there in a long time, but you know what? I love Canada. I love you've got some of the greatest little auditoriums up there and all that. Boy, what a pleasure.
Well, we would definitely love to have you back here. And a great reason we're talking today, we're going to go into the past a bit, but let's start by talking a brand new album, In Style Again. Now, I understand, Jim, that it's been quite a while between this album and your previous one.
Yes, it has been. Been a long time, in fact. Been a long time since I have had a single release or anything. You know, RCA, I was on RCA for many, many years, and but then whenever I got off of RCA, I just, you know, for some reason, I didn't record any for a while. But here we go again, Dave, and what a pleasure it is to get back in the studio and do some of these things that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
You have some great songs in here. There's 13 songs in all. Was it tough, Jim Ed, to choose to get down to that number from all the choices that were in front of you?
Dave, first off, Shannon Pollard is a young man that when Eddie Arnold was a great friend of mine. We did a lot of shows together and spent a lot of time together here in Brentwood, Tennessee. But whenever he died, he left the trust in the young man, his grandson's name, who is Shannon Pollard. Shannon wanted to start a record label in honor and memory of his grandfather. Mm-hmm. Whenever we were talking, you know, one day at lunch, and he just mentioned the fact that he was going to do that, and I said, oh, I'd love to sing one of your dad's songs, because, you know, I sing them anyway, and I enjoy them, like Molly Darling and some of those. Well, anyway, push come to shove, and you know, one thing led to another, and all of a sudden, we're talking about doing an album, and Don Cusick producing it, and I said, you know what, that would be fantastic. I've got some songs that I'd love to do. Well, there's one song, When the Sun Says Hello to the Mountain, which you mentioned earlier. That brought that song over here, Dave, from, I was in Europe doing a tour way back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, somewhere along there. And I heard this song on the radio. I brought it home. I tried to get my sisters to come out of retirement, and they wouldn't do it. They said, nope. That we're retired, we're enjoying it, you just go ahead and sing. So I didn't do it, I held on to it. Well, that's one. But whenever the Forrester sisters recorded a song called "I Choose You Again," I said, you know, I love that song, and if I ever get a chance to record, I'm going to record it, which I did. It's in this album, and that's the one that features the Whites. It's Whites with me, and of course, Helen Cornelius and I, you know, we had quite a successful run for a while, and we've been wanting to do this song. We still do some dates together and all things, and I've been wanting to do this song, "Don't Let Me Cross Over." And so I called her one day and I said, "Helen, I'm fixing to do an album. You want to do it with me?" She said, "Yeah." So she came over and we did that song. But you know what? It gave me the opportunity to do some things that I wanted to do, but also to go and find some new songs. And Don Cusick is a great writer. I don't know if you're familiar with Don or not, but he's written quite a few songs, and he wrote this one. One's called "Am I Too Country?" There are some great songs in this album, and I enjoy doing it.
There are, for sure, and we're going to play several of them during our conversation here, Jim Ed. I'm
great.
Looking forward to getting one in just a moment. You were back at the Grand Ole Opry this past weekend. I mentioned off the top you've been a member since 1963 when you were inducted along with your sisters as the Browns.
Yes,
what
sir.
Was it like being back there this past weekend, Jim Ed? It must have been an amazing feeling.
Well, Dave, I don't know if you realize this or if you know it, but I have had lung cancer, and I'm just getting over that, and I'm still not completely over it. But I didn't have the opportunity to do the Opry for like 5 months, and I really missed the Opry because you know you miss seeing your peers, and I couldn't get out because with all the chemo and the radiation and everything, I had no immune system, so I had to kind of stay pretty close to home, and I couldn't see anybody. But boy, what a pleasure it was to go back out there and sing a song or two and meet with the people and just, you know, that was quite a pleasure. I'll remember that for a long time.
And you mentioned there about your health, and I was going to ask you for a health update. I had heard about the lung cancer and that in January your doctors gave you the good news that you are in remission. So as you said, you're not 100%, but you're feeling pretty good?
I'm feeling pretty good. I tell you what, I went way down strength-wise and all, but I'm starting to come back. They let me take off for about 3 weeks from any medication or any treatment, you know, and all, so I've still got to go back and do a little bit, but they let me off for a little while to get myself back in shape again. I was down pretty low. But I'm getting my strength back, and I feel a whole lot better. In fact, next week I'm going to Tampa, Florida, and do the Florida State Fair, Dave.
Oh, that's great.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be warmer there than it is where you are.
We have so much more to talk about, but I want to turn to some music now because people are eager to hear some of the songs from the new album, In Style. Again, I'll let our listeners know they can get the album at iTunes or they can go to the website Amazon, and that's where they can purchase it. The first one is called Tried and True, and this features, oh, man, what a great country artist, Vince Gill. Before we play the song, Jim Ed, tell me about working with Vince on this song.
Well, let me tell you, I picked the song from Don gave me a list of songs and some other people, but I found a song in there that I really like called Tried and True. Well, when we got in the studio and recorded it, he said, wouldn't it be great to have Vince Gill do this with you? And I said, well, if you want harmony, I'll be happy to do harmony because, you know, I enjoy doing harmony and I do a lot of it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I didn't think any more about it, and he didn't say any more about it. So one day I was walking down the hallway at the Opera House, and I headed for the stage to do the show. And Vince was there, and he poked his head out the door, and he said, "Jim Ed, I just recorded harmony on your song. I like it." And I said, "You did what?"
Wow.
He said, "I just did the harmony on your song." And I said, "Oh, well." Then it dawned on me that Don Cusick had said something about, why didn't we get Vince to do that? And boy, I'll tell you, isn't that great? What a great gentleman he is, as well as a great singer.
It is a great song, and let's share it now here on In the Country.
Well,
There's no need for you to ever search to find somebody new. When the one who loves you most is here, waiting tried and true, you won't ever need to wonder where I am or what I'll do. I've proven myself faithful, tested, tried and true. Tried and true like no other, tried and true my love for you. Oh, I promise that forever you will find me tried and true. I have shown you a thousand ways I love you through and through. And when hard times hit and chips are down, I'll be tried and true. Tried and true, like no other, tried and true, my love for you. Oh, I promise that forever you will find me tried and true. I have shown you a thousand ways I love you through and through. And when hard times hit and chips are down, I'll be tried and true. And when hard times hit and chips are down, I'll be tried and true.
And that is a brand new song from my guest, Jim Ed Brown. He's joined there by Vince Gill on the song Tried and True on the new album called In Style Again. And it is so great to speak with you, Jim Ed. I'm really enjoying this conversation.
I am too, Dave. You know, I don't get a chance to talk too much about the past, but it's always fun to talk about your new record, isn't it?
I'll bet it is, for sure. It's great to have that past, as you said, great memories, but to know that you've got new music that your fans are going to be excited about. We have a couple more songs from the album to play, but let's talk about some memories. Let's go back in time. The Grand Ole Opry, 1963, it was Ernest Tubb, and he invited you and your sisters when you were all the Browns, coming off somewhat recently from the Three Bells, your big crossover hit. That was in 1959. But tell me, Jim Ed, about your memories of being inducted into the Opry back then.
The Browns had recorded, you know, quite a few songs, and then of course, long came the Three Bells in 59. But we had been traveling and touring and all, and we had talked to the Opry way back, or they had said something to us way back then about joining. But whenever Jim, and actually when Jim Reeves came to the Opry from the Louisiana Hayride, he said, why don't you kids come on up to you know, Nashville and join the Opry with me? Well, we didn't do it. We, instead of going to the Opry, we went to the Ozark Jubilee, which was a national television show at that time. Well, through the years, we appeared on the Opry a few times, not many. But then one day they said, why don't you all join the Grand Ole Opry? And I said, oh, we'd love that. But then they said, if you're going to join the Opry, then you'll have to move to Nashville. Well, we were still living in Pine Bluff, Arkansas at the time. We decided to join the Opry. I moved up here. Maxine moved up. Bonnie would not move because her husband was a doctor. They were pretty well established in Arkansas. I remember the first time whenever we went on as a member, Ernest Tubb introduced us as the newest members of the Grand Ole Opry. And boy, I'll tell you what, you know, we had been on before and it was okay, but it was something different about this time because we were members of the greatest show in the world.
That is amazing. What a great memory. And it's so amazing over the years that the Opry was like a second home to you.
Yes, sir. And you know what? It still is, Dave. I love the Opry, and because it gives me an opportunity to visit with my peers, you know, and sit in a dressing room and talk with them and tell war stories and what's going on in the music business and what they're doing and everything. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you hosted several shows over the years, but You Can Be a Star, which is kind of like an American Idol of the time, a talent show finding country talent on TNN in the 80s. One thing that stands out, aside from it being a great show, several people got their start in there, and I'm thinking particularly of Trisha Yearwood. I think it was 1988.
There was quite a few people were on there. You know what? I thought that show should have lasted forever. And mm-hmm. to prove it, look at the shows that are on right now, you know, presenting new talent, young talent. But I told TNN at the time, whenever they let us go, I said, you know what, y'all should keep this on because it's one of the shows that people really love, and gives young people a chance to show their talent. Well, they said, well, Jim Ed said we would do it, but we're making a whole lot more money with racing, so. They took us off and put racing on.
It is a great format. You're right, and it was so interesting to see, you know, the performers start off and they're not as smooth as they get to be. And of course, people like Trisha Yearwood, and I know there are others who that's where they got their start and went on to do big things.
Well, you know, Alan Jackson was there, but he was too young. You had to be 18 years old to be a contestant, but we let him sing on the you know, out in the audience. We let him do that. Randy Travis, he came on. He wanted to do it too, but he was too nervous. he couldn't stand up. He couldn't do it. There was quite a bit of talent come through there.
Now, in 1967, your signature song was released, the one that went on to become your signature song, Papa Top. Alan Jackson, yes. Who you mentioned a moment ago, he later covered the song as part of an Under the Influences album he did of all his influences. Tell me about that song, Papa Top. It's just, I mean, I love that song to this day.
Let me tell you a little story. Chet Atkins, I was in Chet's office one day, and, of course, he was at that time, he was my producer. And he was opening mail while we were talking, and he came to this one package from a young man down in East Texas, Nat Stuckey. And he said, I don't have time to listen to this. Why don't you take it home and see if you hear anything in it? So I did, and I listened to the song through, and I found the song Papa Top. I took it back to him, and I said, Chet, I said, this is a hit song, but he's not got it right. I said, I'd like to do it. And he said, well, okay. He said, let's call him and see. Well, we called Chet, called Nat, and he said, Chet, I hate to tell you this, but that's my next single. Well, we knew that he wouldn't give us a license to release it. Chet said, well, just watch it for a while and let's see what happens. So we did for a couple of months, and I finally went up there one day, and I said, Chet, his song's not going to make it. He said, well, take Felton Jarvis and go down into Studio B and see what y'all can come up with. So we did, and, of course, the rest of it is, you know, history. You know about Papa Top.
And yes, what did you think of the Alan Jackson cover when he put that out on the radio?
Oh, I thought that was great. I thought, you mm-hmm. know, the way he did it and all. I thought it was great the way he did it and what he, you know, he changed the beat a little bit. But the only thing he did is he made mine popular again. But he
right.
had a number one song with it.
Well, let's turn to some more great songs from your album. My guest is Jim Ed Brown. The new album is called In Style Again. You can go to iTunes to get it or the website Amazon. And
right.
we're going to turn to a great classic country song that you've covered here, Don't Let Me Cross Over. This time around, it's you and Helen Cornelius, one of your great duet partners. You guys made history and won CMA for an early hit, I Don't Want to Have to Marry You.
Right.
Tell me about working with Helen before we play this song, Jim Ed.
You know what? She sings so good, Dave. Always has. Whenever we started together, I did not know that we would blend the way we did, but Bob Ferguson is one that put us together. Whatever we did, I Don't Want to Have to Marry You. But, you know, through the years, we had quite a bit of success. Well, we didn't record anything for a long time, and then finally, whenever I was doing this album, I called her up and I said, Helen, you know, I'm about to do that album. Would you like to do the song Don't Let Me Cross Over? And she said, oh, yes. So she came in, we recorded it, and I like it. I think the magic is still there.
Yeah, it's something when you find, Conway and Loretta and Kenny and Dolly, Jim Ed Brown and Helen Cornelius. I mean, you don't always find that magic. So when you find that duet partner it works with, you hold on to them, right?
Yeah, well, you try to. We still work together. We still do some things together. You know, she does, every once in a while, she does some shows on her own, and I do too. But we also, every once in a while, we get the opportunity to do some duets together. It's a lot of fun.
From your latest album, this is my guest, Jim Ed Brown, and he's joined by Helen Cornelius on Don't Let Me Cross Over here on In the Country.
Don't let me cross over, love's cheating line.
I've tempted my darling to steal you away. Don't let me cross over, stay out of my way.
Love's cheating line. Don't let me cross over, love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine. I know one step closer would be heaven.
But what else can I do when your eyes keep saying that you love me too?
I know if I lose you, not a dream will I have left. I don't want to cheat, dear, but I can't help myself. Cross over, love's cheating line. You belong to another and can never be mine. I know one step closer would be heaven divine. Don't let me cross over, love's cheating line.
And that is Jim Ed Brown from his new album, In Style Again. He's joined there by his duet partner, Helen Cornelius. The song is called Don't Let Me Cross Over. I want to let our listeners know they can head to jimedbrown.com, your website. And let's talk about this other website, which I discovered recently, countrymusicgreatsradio.com. If people go there, Jim Ed, they're going to hear you interviewing a great country artist. There's features. There's all kinds of stuff. Tell me about Country Music Greats Radio.
That's a show that I enjoy doing. I do it once a week. And it's a two-hour show. Dave, I get the chance to go back and, you know, through the years, as we know, I've been around for quite some time. But I've had the opportunity to meet most of these people and know some of the songs that they recorded and some of the, you know, I get to talk about the artists themselves. I get to talk about some of the songs that they recorded that I'm familiar with. And it's just a lot of fun whenever you could reminisce a little bit and talk about some of your peers and some of your friends and all. But that's what the show is all about. I played the older songs. I don't play any of the newer songs because I still like the older ones.
Well, it's a great show that people can check out at countrymusicgreatsradio.com. There are so many great country artists out there today and, of course, from the past, Jim Ed. Can you maybe talk about some of your favorites?
Gene Shepherd is still around. Of course, we just lost little Jimmy Dickens. And we lost Jimmy C. Newman, who was a great friend. We were friends together all the way from the Louisiana Hayride in the 54 and 55. The Broy Acuff. I remember one time we were playing a show up in Indiana. And a young man came up to Roy and said, Mr. Acuff, said, tell me how do I get on the Grand Ole Opry? And he just looked at him and said, practice, young man, practice. And he turned around and walked away. And I said, you know, that is true, I guess. Blake Shelton, we do a lot of work. We do a lot of shows together, and not shows, but we do a lot of hunting together.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about hunting with Blake Shelton. We all know him from The Voice and all his big hit songs. He seems like a real fun guy.
He's a great. He's a character, really. You know, he'll put you on in a New York minute. And you know, I know he and I was doing a show with he and Craig Morgan. We were doing it was just a guitar pull down in Dixon, Tennessee one day. We were doing the show and had a packed house, and they got to talking back and forth and carrying on and getting on each other and kidding with each other. And I jumped in and said something, and Craig looked around at me and he said, Jim Ed, said, you might better stay out of this. He said, this is something between me and Blake. So I did. I listened, but what a pleasure it was. You know, to hunt with Blake and Craig is, you know, Craig has his own television show on the Outdoor Channel. And he's a great hunter. Craig loves to hunt, and he works hard at that show. But Blake Shelton, you know, he's doing an awful lot of television right now. He doesn't have time to spend much time hunting with us anymore for the last couple of years. But he'll be, one of these days, he'll slow down a little bit. We'll get back together.
I want us to go back a bit in time here, Jim Ed, to 1959. You're with the Browns, your two sisters, Maxine and Bonnie, and the Three Bells became a crossover hit. Tell me about that time, your recollections of when that song was so popular for so long.
You know, whenever we did the Ed Sullivan Show, and we did American Bandstand, and we did some shows on the West Coast. We went to Japan and did a show over there. We went to England, did a television show called Boy Meets Girl. Dave, you know, when you get a song like that you can, it just takes you all over the world, and it was number one all over the world, in Japan and England and Australia, and we got to travel and see an awful lot of the world at that time. But it was, you know, it was great doing shows like the Ed Sullivan Show and the American Bandstand, and it was great to be able to travel around and meet a lot of friends.
It's a great song, and anybody listening now should go back on YouTube, iTunes, wherever they find their music, and listen to the Browns, The Three Bells. It is a great song and a great memory to listen to it. Your brand new album is called In Style Again, 13 brand new songs from my guest, Jim Ed Brown, that you can get at iTunes or at Amazon. You'll hear special appearances on this album from Vince Gill, Helen Cornelius, The Whites, and, of course, The Browns are all together again on the song When the Sunshine Says Hello to the Mountain, which is the first track on the album. Now I want to turn, Jim Ed, to a song called The Last One, and I'll have you tell me a bit about the song before we share it with our listeners.
You know what? There's not a lot I can say about it, except when I heard it, there's a young lady that wrote the song, and there was a publishing company. I was visiting a publishing company. A friend of mine, Charlie Monk, I don't know if you know that name or not, but listened to some songs. Well, a young man that is in the same office building heard the songs, and he was, you know, he knew I was there. And whenever I left, he called me after I got home, and he said, I've got a song that I think you ought to listen to. And I said, okay, send it to me. So he did. I listened to it, and it was the last one, and I said, oh, I love that, you know, because, you know, when you're married and you live together and you love one another, you want to be the last one. I did two songs in this album mainly for just because I love life and I love my wife and I want to be the last one, because my wife and I have been together for 52 years now. Well, you know, I want to be the last one.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear the song now called The Last One. It's a brand new song from my guest Jim Ed Brown on the album In Style Again. And here's the song on In the Country.
I'd like to be the last one that you hold, leaving me the memory of your touch. If you're the first of us from this life to go, I'd like to be the last one that you hold. I'd like to be the last one that you kiss, sealing all the promises we made. Your feelings won't fade, embraced upon my lips. I'd like to be the last one that you kiss. But if on the other hand there's another plan, and I knock on heaven's door before you do, remember these words I pledge to you. You'll be the last one that I love, with every spark of passion in my heart. Though we will be apart, you'll know how it was. You'll be the last one that I love. Though we will be apart, you'll know how it was. You'll be the last one that I love.
And that is a new song from my guest, country legend and Opry member since 1963, Jim Ed Brown. The song is called The Last One, and the new album is In Style Again, available at iTunes and the website Amazon. Jim Ed, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show to share the not only the stories, but these brand new songs.
Yes, they are. Most of them are. There's, you know, there's a couple of three in there that are, well, like I Choose You Again, that I'd use the white song, but Don't Let Me Cross Over. Those are two of the older songs, but I just loved them so much whenever I heard them way back, you know, that I really wanted to do them. So this gave me the opportunity. But, Dave, what a pleasure it is to be on the show with you. I sure love it. Whatever I can do. You bet. I'll talk you out of house and home, but sometimes going, it can't stop. But anyway, thank you so much for letting me come in and say hello to your many listeners.
Jim Ed, it has been a pleasure. I know my listeners have enjoyed this, a chance to hear you and to hear the not only the music, but the great news that you shared with your health update, lung cancer, but in January your doctors gave you a clean bill of health, in remission. I want to congratulate you on that, because that is such great news.
Thank you, sir. That, you know, it is great news for me, too, because I was really worried whenever I found out that, you know, it was in my lungs. And my doctors, they were kind of worried, too, because it was wrapped around my esophagus and my breathing tubes and some of the arteries, and they didn't know if they could get to it or not, but they did, and they did a great job. But you know what? I had an awful lot of friends that wrote me in letters and all cards and all, which was great, uplifting and all, but they were all praying for me and putting me on their prayer list. And I'll tell you what, the man upstairs had to look down here and say, who in the world is this brown guy that I'm getting all these messages from about? And so he had to jump in and help me. So you know.
Oh, that is so wonderful. My guest has been country legend Jim Ed Brown, brand new album called In Style Again. And I want to throw out there your website again, because if people want to send you a message and wish you well with your health and tell you about your new album, they can go to jimedbrown.com. And it's been wonderful. Thanks again, Jim Ed, and I sure hope to talk to you again in the future.
Dave, thank you so much. Well, you've got my phone number, and you're welcome to call anytime.
I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this very special edition of In the Country.
Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone, and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and in a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone, and you can let some other fool sit down. To me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of fools on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see, her leaving me is not what I prefer. So it's either here, drinking beer, or home, remembering her. Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Another one, my friend. And I'll be gone, and you can let some other fool sit down.